at least to pay her respects to her best client. Secretly, I thought Angel should have been afforded some slack. Surely her vacation had been planned for months, and logistically, it must be pretty tough to get off a ship on such short notice. But it wasn't Lucy's style to cut anyone slack, especially when it came to a slight to her family, whether perceived or real. As her oldest and closest friend, I was also a beneficiary of her extreme loyalty and had long since memorized her bright line rules. There was no gray area and no second chances. Even when I could muster up my own forgiveness or indifference, that didn't matter to Lucy, who stood by her creed. You're dead to me. There it was again. Dead. I shivered at the finality of it all, cursing the cancer that took Mrs. Carr's life in 10 months flat, not a single symptom until it was too late. Recognizing that praying wasn't at all like riding a bicycle, I bowed my head and formed silent, clumsy words, doing my best not to question God's existence while I asked him for favors. Please help Lucy find a way to be happy without her mother. It felt like an impossible request, and the fact that she had her own daughter just turned